Let's see. Ayin Reish Hesif Gimel. Kosav Hashira Kishar Haksav. If someone wrote the Shira. Now, how many Shiras are there in the Torah? Which two? Shira Sayam, as Yashir, and Hazinu. Hazinu. Ali Ber is written Kedar Hashir. Okay, let me explain what the Shira is. There are in Tanakh a number of Shiras. The Shira Sayam and Shira Devaira, which is written Ariach HaGavi Leveino, which I'll explain to you in a moment. In addition, there are the Aseres B'nei Haman, which are somehow called the Shira as well, and the Machi Knan. Machi Knan and Shiras and the B'nei Haman are written very similar ways. They're double columns. They're one column, as you know, by the B'nai Haman, it says Ve'es, and then it says Ve'isasa or Dalfa, all of the Aseres B'nai Haman. So it has a space in the middle, Ve'es on the end, and words at the other side. The same thing by the Machi Kanan. That's a Shira, that's called a Shira. There's also Shiraz David, which is the 22nd Perek of Shmuel, which we learned, and it's also written Kashir, we learned as a Haftarah. Now, let me start from the basics. The Gemara, I don't know if there's more than one reference to it in the Gemara, but the Gemara that refers to it is a Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the end of the first parak. It says, Kol Hashiras Kulam Nechtavas Ariach Al Gabi Leveino, Leveino Al Gabi Ariach, Chutz Mizu Umalche Kanan. So let me explain just the taich of Ariach HaGabi Leveina. There's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis in how to taich Ariach HaGabi Leveina. I'm talking now about the Shiras Hayam, the most famous of the Shiras. So you have in front of you the Shulchan Aruch. It has a diagram in the Taz. And that's the way the Shiras Hayam appears. The first line is a complete line. The second line has one space in middle. The third line has two spaces. In a way, it's like bricks. It's built like bricks. A brick wall is not built with bricks piled one on the other. Such a wall won't stand well. It's built with the bricks staggered so that... What? Okay. At any rate, that's Ariach HaGabi Leveino. I want to explain to you a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's a little dachistic, but I want to discuss something where this is a nafka mina. A Leveino is a three tefach brick. An Ariach is a half of a brick. If you take a quick look in Tazvav, the star says that the names are inverted. It should be Pirish Bas Gimel Tfachim Ulevena Tefach Umechza. The words are switched. It should be Ariach is Tefach Umechza, Ulevena is three Tfachim. So one is twice as big as the other. And in this Shira, it is this way. Now Rashi says Ariach is the written part and Levena is the blank space. So that the blank space should be double the written part. You with me? Rashi says Leveina is the blank and Ariach is the brick. Now if you look at the diagram, the way it appears in the Taz, it does not look that way. The diagram we have is like Tosfos. Tosfos says Ariach is a written part and Leveina is the large written part. So that when you have three, we're makbid that the middle of when you have three written parts, the middle is right above the two underneath. That middle one is a riach, it's a half size. When you have three, it's a half size, and when you have two, it's a big size. So when you do bricks, you have two bricks. The brick on top is supposed to rest on the other two bricks under it. So the way we have it in the picture in Rashi, it's pictured in the Taz, is like Taisus, that the middle brick, so to speak, is resting on the edges of the two other bricks. According to Rashi, it's not that way. According to Rashi, the middle part is smaller, and under it is double, the air under it, the airspace under it is double the size of that middle writing, which is totally not the way we have it. What?
Why didn't you just look at the Torah? They're all the same.
He did. That's the way it was. Rashi had this. This. So this is the way. This is the way. So this is the machlokes in how to teach a riach agabe levena, levena agabe a riach, and it's nafkamina here in the amount of space that's left. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it says kasev ashira kishara ksav, kasev shara ksav kishira apostle. If you write it without a tzura of shira, it's possible. V'dafka shekasev ashira kishar ksav b'loy pizor. It's only possible if you wrote it normally without any spread. Avalim shina b'pizor m'mashenag u'loy possible. V'vachyei yiriach agab l'veina. You have to have somehow the tzura. It doesn't have to be precise, but you have to have the tzura of a riach agab l'veina. And as long as you have that, then it's kosher. So the question is how we pass like Rashi or Taisvis. So I'll tell you. Why should it be like tagging? Why shouldn't it be like something else? You mean to say it's like Yiturei Torah? That's what you mean. It's only a decoration. I think, I'm not sure why. I assume that's just part of the Kabbalah that we have. Maybe it's like a Pesuch and Stuma. Now here, so that's a Riach al Gabi Levein Levein Gabi Ariach. The Bnei Haman, the Gemara's Lashon is, Kol HaShir is Kulim Tavis Erech Gabi Levein Gabi Ariach, Chutz Mishira Zu, Umachi Kenan. What's Shira Zu? Bnei Haman. The Bnei Haman, you all know, is written the S on the end of the line, and the name of Aseres, the S, and then the names at the beginning of a line. Now, actually, Loitaisis, that Ariach and Levena are both the Ksav, the Ves is half the roughly half the size of the Bnei Haman. So it's Ariach Agabi Ariach. The Ves is on top of each other, and the names are on top of each other, also one on top of each other. And our meaning of the Seferim is they stretch the names when necessary, so that they're all an even column. They're all, Dalfein is only five letters. It's the shortest of the names, and I don't remember which is the longest of the names, is probably Vayasasa. Small letters, but very short letters. But anyway, they make it, they stretch it, so it looks nice. It looks like Ksav Shira, and that's the way it's done. Now, the immediate problem is Hazinu. Hazinu is here, I'll skip Sif Dalet for a second. In Sif Hey, Surah Shiras Hazinu, Kol Shita Yesh Be'emtza Revach Echad, V'nimsa Kol Shita Chaluka L'shtayim, V'kaisenaisa B'shivim Shitas. Hazinu is written like the Bnei Haman. It's written two columns and space in the middle. Now there's a problem because the Gemara says, Kol Hashiras Kulam, It doesn't say Hazinu. So the Ran, yes, the Kasha. The Ran says Hazinu is the way we have it. He asks, why doesn't the Gemara mention it? He answers the Geshmak HaTeretz. He says, because Hazinu doesn't have a Riach and Levena. Right? Haman, Bnei Haman has the S, and then the name. Short column. A long column. Hazinu is not that way. Hazinu is divided evenly. So Kol Hashir is Kulama Ariach Agabi Levein Levegabi Ariach Chutz Mizu Aseres Bnei Haman Umachi Knan, which is Ariach Agabi Ariach Levein Agabi Levein. Hazinu is a separate category. The Gemara is busy with the Bnei Haman. It's not going into Kol Terah Kula. And that's what it says.
What else is included besides
the
Shir?
Adavira. Shir is Yam Adavira. Yeah. So things that are Riach Gabi Levein are this way, Riach Gabi Levein is the other way, And Azinu is the way that we have it. So the Ran says it's good. The problem is, this teretz of the Ran only shtims like Taisus, that Ariach is Ksav and Leveda is Ksav. Rashi holds Ariach is Ksav and Leveda is space. Then Hazinu is also Ariach and Leveda. It's also both. Right? Because Rashi Shita is that Leveda is the blank space and Ariach is the written space. So then Hazinu should be there as well. So the Mechashai in the beginning of Hazinu is bothered by this. He brings a teres mechacham echad from a certain city. He says that Hazinu is not a shira. Everything else is a shira. Hazinu is musaf. So all kol hashira is kula nechtavim. Hazinu, he says, it's not a shira. If this is not a shira, then it's not like Rashi. That'll be the teres. Hazinu is a shira. Kislu Chemes Hashira. All right, this is the Mechashai says. Maybe there are other Terutzim. I really don't know. Last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, I mentioned to you that it was a tumult in Eretz Yisrael in the 90s. I looked, it was in the 90s over the Ksav Chalava, over the Ksav Ben Asher, and changes that they wanted to make. One of the changes was Hazinu being 70 lines. We have Shiras Hazinu 70 lines. The Mechashai brings two minhagim. He brings a minhag to have it 67 lines, and a minhag to have 70 lines. The Shulchan Aruch and Sifhei Paskin 70. And part of the tumul was the desire to make it shtim with the Ksav Ben Asher, which was 67 lines. If I'm Kisvei Rambam, that said 67 lines. So this was part of the Tumli, the Taimoni Sefer Torah, this way as well. And, what? 60, why 67 lines? 67 lines, yeah. So this was part of the Tumli. I had printed out, I thought I'd brought, there was a short in the journal for Munsi, what's it called, Mishua, or Torah? Or Yisrael. The Yisrael Journal of Munsi, it was, I think it's Reb David Yitzchaki, who was the defender of those who are making the changes, wrote a brief history of what took place in Eretz Yisrael. He claims that the person who worked on the new changes, he says his name, lived in Bnei Brak. He claims he did it under the guidance of Chaim Kanievsky. Whether he did it or not, I guess, is part of the debate. And he had published all the changes, and he writes that in 93, in Toshin Nun Gimel, Arash stood up against him, that he's changing everything, and they fooled the people. Tam Chochem Dein Hafman went on a crusade against him, and that he's changing, he was changing everything. And he... What? Yeah. No. He went on a crusade against him that he's changing everything and he fooled everyone. He brings a letter he wrote to Reb Nosson Gestetner. Reb Nosson Gestetner and Lahiris Nosson wrote not to make the changes. And he prints there a letter that he wrote to him, how he was fooled with certain things. And so if somebody wants to look into this this tumul, that's I guess a good place to see a one-sided view in this Ari Yisrael. It's a volume test. It's printed in Toshin and Ches. Rabbi Yashiv said both ways. Rabbi Yashiv said this way and he said the other way. So it's hard to get Klai Yisrael to change things. It could be he writes about that also. I don't know. They write, they have Shleisha Kisvei Yad of the Rambam with the 67 lines. However, the Mechashai writes that they Kisvei Yad the Rambam the other way. So I guess if they Rabbi Yashiv, they have two versions of the Rambam, there are also two versions. There's a Sefer Torah Or, which is one of the earlier Messiah Svarim that has 67. What are you going to do? Shulchan Aruch Sheshivim. We follow the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, we don't change. This was a very hard to switch to 70. We already have a certain form that's Mekubal. It's like, the cipher from right. It's not easy. Rapan didn't come out against it. He didn't come out against it. You're right against it. What Rav Yosef is referring to is the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Okay. Shapsais. It says Yenuchu Ba, Yenuchu Ba, Yenuchu Bam. So in the Bam, the Tamima changed it to Shapsais. It made it into some Siddurim, others not. So I think that was the one I asked Rapam. He says, he's probably right, but I do it the way everyone does it. Yeah. But that's not a Sefer Torah. It doesn't passel. Yeah, it doesn't passel the davening one way or the other. Okay, so let me tell you about a tumult that took place regarding the Megillus. This is a fascinating you can't make tumult with me because I'm happy either way. This is all halacha. Let me tell you what happened with the Megillus. Those who rewrote Megillus over this issue, as you know, a Megillah has the Bnei Haman, and the Tzura is not debated. The Tzura of it is certainly Levena Gabi Levena, Ariach Gabi Ariach, and the way we're all familiar. However, there is one issue. Shulchan Aruch says, Aseres B'nei Haman, this is Tafrei Tzadik Aleph Siv Gimel, Aseres B'nei Haman Tzarech L'Kaisva Kishira. But like Kishar Shiris, Shecholok Agabi Ksav. Elamaniyah Cholok Ben Ksav L'Ksav. V'yom Lo Yosekei Psula. You have to leave Cholok, blank space, Ben Ksav L'Ksav. You have the writing on one side, the Vass on the other side, and you have blank in the middle, and Shalom HaYisrael, that the Tzura, there's no argument. Now the question here is this: according to Rashi, according to Taisvis, start with Taisvis is easy. What's the Ariach? The S. What's the Levena? The names. All right. Is it then you have to have the Ves is piled up, the names piled up? How much space in between? There's no real halacha. You only need the space in order to be able to have two columns. You need space. But like Rashi, the Ariach are the names. The Levena is the space. So the space has to be double the Ariach. The space in between would have to have twice the space of the ksav of the writings. So Rav Segal, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, what was his name? Reb Yudizev Segel. So he wrote a letter to Dayan Weiss, to Michas Yitzchak, when he was still in England. This goes back a long time. And he said that he looked into this anhaga, that according to Rashi, the space would have to be double at least equal to the two ksavim. He says he checked all the Megillus and he can't find one that's written that way. There's not a single Megillah that's kosher according to Rashi. The space in between is never the size of the ksavim. And he says, 1 minute. He says, do we paskin like Rashi? He says, look, the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch. Rashi holds, remember, ksav gabi, riach gabi levena, Rashi says means a riach and levena are the space and the not space. The Shulchan Aruch lashon is v'leik yishar shiris shecholak agabi ksav. Other ones are cholak on ksav. Ella cholak ben ksav l'ksav. Sounds like he's touching like Rashi. Shar shiris are riach agabi levena. He's saying, how does he say cholak agabi ksav? He seems to be saying like Rashi that levena and cholak are ksav and levena ariach ksav and cholok. If it has to be like Rashi, so he's saying that our our Megillahs are not good. The Mishnah Berurah is Lashon. Meniach Chalak Keflayim in Aksav. It says here, the blank space has to be doubled Aksav. That's the whole Mishnah Berurah on this Sif. The blank space has to be doubled Aksav. So the problem is, and Yud Gimel Sharetzi and Rashi. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says he can't find the Kasher Megillah. All the Megillahs are no good. What? Would it pass the Megillah? Would it pass the Megillah?
According to Rashi,
the Mishnah Berurah here says the Cholok should be Kaflayim and Aksav. Maybe it doesn't pass them. But on my side, Megillahs are not written according. It's interesting. He writes, except the Gra Megillahs. See, the Gra Megillahs are, you ever saw the short 11-line Megillahs? The Gra Megillahs are written that way because the Gra said writing the Bnei Haman in big letters like we do has no source. There's no makar for it. And Mishnah Berurah says, there's no makar for writing the Bnei Haman big. Now, what are you going to do? On the one hand, we have this Kabbalah. We make a whole column out of the Bnei Haman because we write it big. Yeah. So the Gra Megillahs, they write it not big. But in order to keep consistent with having the Bnei Haman in one, so they have it only 11 lines high, the whole Megillah all the way through. Memela their Marviach. That the Ksav and the Cholok is double the Ksav. The reason we don't have Cholok double the Ksav, so you write the letters big, and Memela takes up more space. When you write it taller, it ends up wider, and Memela takes up more space. So this was the letter that he wrote to the Mechas Yitzchak. The Mechas Yitzchak's response is printed in Chela Gimel, Tshuva Nun Hei, and it doesn't really have a solid answer, except to say that we're dying like Rabbeinu Tam, which is the way, like you say, we do it in Shira Sayyam. And it's not like the Mishnah Berurah. It's not such a satisfying terrace. That's not like the Mishnah Berurah. So in Lakewood, during the time of this tumult, somehow there were a few chevra involved there. They used there a Megillah that they still have from Reb Aaron. When they lay in the base Medrash, they use Reb Aaron's Megillah. Reb Aaron's Megillah was not, the Cholok was not double the Ksav. And what I'm told by people in Lakewood is that they rewrote it. I told them, you can see the Nachasidim. If the Rebbe's Megillah would have a total psul, they would keep on using it. And here, you know, you worry about Chalak, they redid it. They used it. The BMG. All right, I don't know what Ramesh's Megillah was like. I have no idea. Knowing Ramesh, I don't know if he had a Megillah. You know, he may have just relied on whatever was there. I don't know. So at any rate, this is one of the tumults over the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. The Mishnah Berurah seems clearly to say. So there's a famous Ragachava, because Reb Zevin made it famous. The Ragachava says, what's a makar for writing the letters big? The Mishnah Berurah says two things. There's no makar for writing letters big. Then Mishnah Berurah says, there's no makar that the tzibur, the chazan staffs, and everyone reads the Saras Bnei Haman. So there's also no makar. So the Ragachava writes, that's all one tumult. Why? Because the Aseres Bnei Haman have to be read with the Shema Achas. So the Shaila is, when I listen to the Megillah, I'm Yaitzim Shemea Kaina. I listen to the Chazin, so Shemea Kaina, I could be Yaitzim, there's a Netziv. It's a Beis Halevi. The Gemara says, the Shaila is by duchening, could the Kayin be mighty another Kayin with Shemei Kayinah? Instead of all the Kayinim call that one Kayin, he'll say Yivarechach, and the rest will be Yaitu Shemei Kayin. So, the Tziv Beis Halevi, I think I may have the names backwards, I think it was the Tziv that wrote, you can't be Yaitu Shemei Kayinah by duchening. Why? Because you have to do it b'kol ram. A kain doesn't do it b'kol ram is not yaitz. It's a bracha v'talah, it's a bracha. B'kol ram is ma'akiv by duchening. So kain has to do it b'kol ram. So how can you do shemeh kaina b'kol ram? You can't listen b'kol ram. Since you can't listen b'kol ram, therefore you can't be yaitz with shemeh kaina. Now the argument back is, what are you talking about? You're yaitzah with his saying, right? His was b'kol ram. So the Beis Halevi and Tziv have an argument. What's tight shemeh kaina? There are two ways to tight shemeh kaina. Does shemeh kaina mean listening is as good as saying? Let's say I'm yaitzah with your kiddush, so I didn't say it, but shemeh is as good as saying. If that's pshat shemeh kaina, listening is as good as saying. And since I can't listen b'kol ram, so memela, I can't be yaitza with shemeh kaina, something that needs kol ram. That's an intziv shita. The Beis Halevi argued. The Beis Halevi said, no, shemeh kaina means what you're saying. Shemeh, my listening is as if I'm saying it. Shemeh kaina is like I'm verbally saying it. I'm yaitza with your saying. If I'm yaitza with your saying, and you said it b'kol ram, then I'm yaitza. I saw Rabbi Avadya Yosef brings this machlokes Beis Halevi in its sieve. He says nafkamina, if you're milah shvein ha'esrei, and the chazan's up to kedusha, so you're quiet, you yaitza with him. So by kadosh, 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 do you go up three times when you're listening? Do you go up three times? If shemei kaina, I'm yaitza with shmiya, so I'm supposed to go on my toes three times by my three kadosh. From Yaitzah with his saying, see, he went up three times, so that's good enough for me also. He wants to illustrate this as an afkamina between them. See, follow? If Shemeh Kain, I'm Yaitzah with Shemiah, I'm not Yaitzah with you, I'm Yaitzah with me. Shemeah is a way of being Yaitzah. So I got to go up on my toes three times. I have to Korah. If, on the other hand, Shemeh Kain means I'm Yaitzah with your saying, so when you say it, I'm yaitza with your saying. You said it b'kol ram. You said it whatever way you said it. It's good enough for me. This is much like the Beis Halevi.
The person that's saying it, his mouth is really your mouth.
His mouth is like the Beis Halevi, his mouth is like my mouth. So what? The wait, so nafkamina, Zakhtar Ragachava, nafkamina is Neshima Achas. He says, if you hold, I'm Yaitza with the Chazan saying, Aseres Bnei Haman. See, he says, Neshima Achas, I'm okay. I don't have to hold my breath while he says it, while he's saying it. But if Shaz, I'm Yaitza with Shmia, so how can I listen to the Shema Achas? I'm going to hold my breath while he says it. Doesn't say the Shema Achas. So Dr. Ragachova, that's why we have a minig that we say that Aseres Bnei Haman in the Shema Achas. Because he can't be Yaitza Shema Achas with his saying it, if you hold that Yaitza with Shmia. So Mela, I have to say it to the Shema Achas. Mela says to Ragachova, it came a minig to write the letters big. They would hold it up in shul. Not everyone had a Megillah. So they held it up in the shul. Everyone would look at it, and he would say it from the Megillah. Okay, depends how big the shul is, but he would say it from there, and that way you'd be Yaitza. So the Ragachava knocks off both Shinim and Hagim with one.
So why don't we use a Gros Megillah? What are the problems?
Why don't we use a Gros Megillah? Because many people don't understand that a Megillah not written in large letters. It's also very hard to unroll it the way of. There's the racket show. The whole what? Okay. Only the racket show. You see, the minig is a minig without doubt. The racket show explains the minig, but the minig is a minig without the racket show. The racket show is the only one I know who explains this minig. Place it, don't say it, okay. I don't want to say the Ragachov originated this meeting, you just explain it. So we try to be yaitza to everybody. So we do both. We do it ourselves. And most of us don't pronounce the B'nai Haman exactly right. So most of us would do well to be listening to the Baal Kaira just in case.
And to hold your breath. Even in Haman had a speech impediment.
Kedusha going up three times. I don't know. I never heard anybody go up three times in the middle of Kedusha. But anyway, this is the tumble over the Megillus and the Har Noro Pashte. I don't.
Within the four Megillus, not every four Megillus is 11 lines. Russ says just there are regular letters in
the Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, I don't have a problem. So. Yes. By where? Oh, at Yimlach Hashem La'olam. All right, when you're Milo Shemayna Esrei and you're being Yaitza with Shemaya Ka'ina, the Mishnah Berurah says only Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Avad Hashem Im Kaimai, and not Yimlach Hashem. Yimlach, you don't do Shemaya Ka'ina. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Later, when the Mishnah Berurah talks about being Mafsik in L'Kai Netzar, he says, if you're in L'Kai Netzar, what do you say? Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch Avad, Kamai, there. So Mishnah Berurah's sheet is, you don't say Yimlach, and you don't listen with Yimlach. The Shulchan Acharav, the whole pasuk is not that way. He says to do it by Yimlach as well. So there's a machlokes. Now what's being asked is if you mechamen for Yimlach, why isn't it a hefsik? That's what you're asking. Yeah. You mechamen for Yimlach, why isn't it a hefsik? So really, Tosis has this kasha on Rashi. Rashi says, if you're Milo Shemayna Esrei, and they're up to Kedusha, you can't say, so you're quiet, and you're Yaitzu Shemaya Kain. So Tosis says, Tosis Sukkah, I think, Tosis says, that what are you talking about? If you Shemaya Kain, it's a hefsik. You're being mafsik of Shemayna Esrei. So normally we understand that they're arguing this machlokes. If you, Rashi holds, he yaitzu with Shmia, because Shmia is not a hefsik, so you can listen. Tosis holds, it's like you said it. His saying is like you said it. So Mele Tosis asks this kasha that it's a hefsik. What we do is we yaitzu with Shmia. If it's not a hefsik, we yaitzu. And if not, we're misafik, we yaitzu. I'll tell you, I once had an incident. I was still a bacher because I was a counselor in camp. In camp, they said they daven Maariv and Avdallah in the dining room where they shall shudis. And if they shall shudis, they daven Maariv and they made Avdallah. There was a bacher or a over bar mitzvah boy who was in the middle of Shemayna Esrei when they got to Avdallah. So he stopped and he listened to Avdallah in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Then afterwards he asked, was I yaitza Avdallah? So now we're in big trouble. According to Rashi, he was Yaitza Avdallah. So Rashi holds when you listen in the middle, it works. Tosis holds that you're not Yaitza. We do it misafik. We don't know if that loch is like Rashi or loch is like Tosis. So we do is the Milo Shemayna Esrei, you listen to Kedusha. So like Rashi, it helps. Like Tosis, it doesn't help. So we do it misafik. So by Kedusha, there's no downside. Yaitza, you're not Yaitza, big deal. By Havdalah, and he was in big trouble now. Because here, like Rashi, is Yaitz Havdalah. Like Tosis, he wasn't. What's he going to do now? He can't make a new Havdalah because it's going to be a Brachal of Havdalah, like Rashi. And like Tosis asked, you have to find someone else. And by the time we tumbled over to Shiloh, there was no one left to be Yaitz. So I'll tell you, I don't remember what we did on that Matzah Shabbos, but 1 minute. There's a Tshuva in the Har Tzvi, exactly this Shiloh. The Har Tzvi says the Iker is like Tosfos. You're not Yaitza Minhala Shemayna Esrei, and you should make Havdalah again afterwards. Well, the Rav Chadimelsa, we should make Havdalah, but he holds the Iker is like Tosfos, and you should make Havdalah. Has nothing to do, you need Havdalah anyway. You need Havdalah for everything. We do Malacha anyway, but. Alright, so you need to eat. No, the Gemara, that's not true. The Gemara says they used to make Havdalah ala kais. They became poor. It's a Gemara brachas, I think, that Lami Gimel. They became poor, so they said not everyone could afford another kais. They said, okay, say it's Shemayna Esrei. Chazu v'shiru, they put it back there. So they said, we're going to go back and forth. They were kaveya both. So Lamai said, we do both, but we need both. You need both. Nashim Yimlach Hashem, because it's only what the Malachim say that are the agree. Right. The Shazid is Yaitz Avdol. No, not if he's Yaitz Shemin Esrei, he's Yaitz Avdol. Shemin Esrei, he is Yaitz. The Shazid is Yaitz Avdol. That's Tosis Kash on Rashi, but we name on. And Tosis really means this. Tosis says, if you're Yaitz, it's Avsis. Tosis says, you're not Yaitz. So we don't hold that as Avsis.
The kid was not allowed. He was not allowed to be Yaitz. So the father should be like
Ben
said, the
Shmeshes
should be
like Ben. It's not. Then it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Okay. Okay. It's only a head to be Shmeshes where you actually mail word, not where you have them set you through your head to a computer.
Okay.
I noticed the key. The Kiddush is said for the Chazan is only say Kodesh and
Or Kavayt. Hashem Yimloich, art scroll was Machshel people. Yimloich Hashem Lailam. Out loud, you're supposed to say together, Kadosh Abar Kavayt. Now, Hashem Yimloich Lailam, you're not supposed to say out loud. As a matter of fact, the Shari Tshuva brings up Yizayar, Kpeda, not to say it out loud. In a Volitzian. Now, art scroll put it in bold. Why they put it in bold? For the Lamdis. But they didn't write, they have this diamond-shaped sign for the Chazan saying it. They didn't put one there. But a lot of Balei Tefillah, they make the mistakes. So the ones who are going to listen to me, I tell them. And some, just let them do what they do. Yeah, look, no one says you have to say it. And it brings up Isaiah. I don't know up Isaiah. But it brings up Isaiah not to say it. So you really shouldn't be saying it. So, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not a derais. It's not a derabanan. It's a question of anam. Yes. Yeah, you say yularatza before. If you're going to be masochist, so you say yularatza. Okay, Rabbi, you still can't. You say kadosh abarkva.
And what about the kadosh shemukol or not be sure?
You don't say for sure.
What?
You do not say Shemin
Esrei.
You don't have a mind to be answered with it. Siv Dalid Shiras Hayam. Shiras Hayam Kaisvin Isa Bishleishim Shitais. The Shiras Hayam is 30 lines long. Shita Rishayna Kedarka. It's interesting. Like in the diagram of the Taz, the top line is Kedarka, is normal. Bishar, Shitais, and the rest of the lines, Achas Menichin Be'emtza, Revach Echad, Achas Menichin, HaRevach, B'shnei Mekamis Be'emtza, Atche Timsa, Shita Chalukah L'Shalosh, and it's a Revach, Keneged HaKsav, Ksav Keneged HaRevach, sounds like Rashi, Ksav Keneged HaRevach, HaRevach HaKsav, Aria Keneged Levayna, means the Levayna is the Revach and the Ksav is the Riach, and that's the Lashon.
So how do we have a machlokes where the Shira
ends? So that bothers me a little bit. In the Mishnah Berurah brings the Mendy's referring to in Simen Nun Aleph Sifkat Yud Zayin. He writes about the Shira. He writes two things. Hashem Yimloich Lailam Va'ed. You have a siddur, right? In the Az Yashir, it says regarding the sentence Hashem Yimloich Lailam Va'ed, the Ramah says that we say twice Hashem Yimloich Lailam Va'ed. Kol Neshamah Talakah, Kaiflam Pasuk Kol Neshamah Talakah, Vishu Sei Pesukei Dezimra, V'chein Pasuk Hashem Yimloich Lailam Va'ed. So right, it has it in parentheses or regular. As a regular Hashem Yimloich, it has two times. Now that indicates the end of the Shira. The end of something is double. Kol Neshamah Talakah is an end. We double it. Hashem Yimloich Lailam Va'ed is the end of the Shira. We double it. Ubishemari Kasvu Yeshlam Begamkin Targum Pasuk Zeh. They say if the Hashem Yimloich Lailam Va'ed, Hashem Machusig. That's in parentheses, I think, right? Shekayim Lalam Lo Me'ol Maya. There and still the Arizal speaking. Yeshleimer pasuk kivosus paray shegam parsha zu meikar hashira. It's a stickle of a stira in the Arizal. He says Hashem Yimloich Lailam Va'ed twice. Now that's Arizal. That's Ramah. Let me finish. If you say Hashem Yimloich twice, it sounds like the end. So he brings sheyeshleimer pasuk kivosus paray shegam parsha zu meikar hashira. Pi Arizal kivosus paray is also part of the shira. B'shem Agra Kasu Shaloi Laimer Kivasus Parai. And the Mishnah Berurah brings parenthetically in the name of the Agra not to say it. It sounds like Mishnah Berurah is passing like the Minig Ari, not in the Minig Agra. But he brings both not to say Kivasus Parai. The pros and cons are those who say not to say it, they tie that Kivasus Parai is not a Nusach of Shira. The Nusach of Shira is a Shira. You need these gigantic Rashis. Kivasus Parai, you don't need a gigantic Rashi. Everybody knows what it means. So it's not part of the Shira. Darizal says, no, it's also part of what was singing the praise of Hashem. Kivasus Parai, and it is. So there are two minhagim. So what do we do? We do both. It seems to be a stira. We say Hashem Yilmach twice, and we say Kivasus Parai. And what?
Midavening.
So, okay, big deal. So, if you don't get it, you don't lose. Like, it's... but that's what we do. Like, we do everything. We have a minigun, especially in Nusul Svard. When the Chaluki Deis, you just say both Deis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sort it out for us, which is not an issue, which is the right thing to do. What bothered me is... Kibbutz Svard always says twice, right? That's true. Now, it's true, it should say it twice. It's the other issue. In our Sifrei Torah, Ki Vasus Parai is written in Ksav Shira. It's written in the Ksav of the Shira, which would appear to be a Raya to the Arizal, and not like the Gra. And not like the Gra. Because we have Ki Vasus Parai in the Shira as well. And one's wondering if here he brings how the lines start. He doesn't bring it. Okay, so it seems to be an inconsistency, unless there's somehow a difference between the Shira as part of the Tefillah and the Shira as part of the Sefer Torah. If there's room to say Shtuklach Torah, it would be to try to be mechalik between the Shira as part of the Torah and the Shira as part of the Davening, and maybe there's room to say such a chilik, maybe not. But at any rate, our minig is like Dari, both in the Sifrei Torah and in the Siddur, that we say Ki Vasus Parai. Generally, in the Siddur things, we follow the Nusach Svard, certainly follows Ari, which is all the Shinuyim from Ashkenaz to Svard are based on, not all, but most are based on the Siddur Ari, based on Shinuyim tied to the Ari's
Alma.
What?
First
they, you say Ki Vasus Parai?
Yes.
It says in the Siddur.
In the
Siddur Agra,
it doesn't have it.
Siddur Agra does not have it, but the Siddur Ashkenaz, I suspect it does. But
Ashkenaz has it.
The first line of the Shira, why is that Shira? That's like
a... Part of the Tzura of the Shira is to have it.
It's not like it's
Kivas and
Parah, it's not Shira.
Oh, you mean
Oz Yashem Aisha? Yeah.
I can understand that an introductory would be. I guess so. Like Aseris is part of the Bnei Haman.
Isn't there a discussion
now,
maybe whether Odd Yashir itself is part of the
Shira
or it's not?
I'm not familiar with the discussion. There's a fascinating Bir Halacha in Rav Chaya Knievsky's Derech Amuna. Derech Chachma. Rav Chaya Knievsky wrote four volumes called Derech Amuna on the Ramban Hilchos Ra'im. It's a Mishnah Berurah. It's Mamish Mishnah Berurah. And then he wrote on Kachim as well. He called it Derech Chachma, and he writes, it's a Mishnah Berurah. The first volume, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Perek Aleph, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, he has the halachas of the Levim saying Shira. So for whatever reason, this year when we got to Baal Oischa and the Levim, I'll tell you the truth, I got an Aliyah on Monday, and I was looking in the Chumash, I saw it says that the Levim do their Avodah from 30 to 50. So I remember thinking to myself that Mashiach will come, I'm out of luck, you know, I passed 50. I'm totally out of luck, I passed my 50 birth. So afterwards I figured, let me look up. So I looked up the Derech Amunah, and I looked up the Rambam and Derech Chachma, and the Rambam Baruch Hashem says that the age limit of 50 is only in the Midbar, whereas Avodah Sakar safe. But L'dayrais in the Beis HaMikdash, you kasher over 50 until Nishtana Kailai Machma Zikna. You become a balmum. So all mumin don't pass by a lady except the shtana koyle machma zikna. Does my voice sound machma zikna? I don't think so. So in the meantime, Mashiach better come soon, but in the meantime, I'm in good shape. So I already was learning through. So I learned this bir halacha. Now I've been saying for years that I can't be from the Mishairim because I can't learn to sing. I can't carry a tune. So I'll be a Shairim, okay? It's real. Shairim is real. You know, I get to boss you around, tell you where to go. You know, it's a God's side of job. What? An usher. And you guard at night. You get to stand guard at night. And if you fall asleep, the Kayim burns your clothing. It's a fun job. So, wait, listen. There's hope. There's hope. In the Bir Halacha, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes that the Shir Shal Yayim, that the Levim quote unquote sang, he says there's no makar that they sang it. They did it with the trop. Vaharaya, look at Shira Sayam, and Shira Sazinu, and Shira Stavira, all the Shiras, they're also called Shira, and we just line it with the trop. So he says in the Beis HaMikdash, all you got to do is say it with the trop to be a Levi. It bothers him 1 minute. There were musical instruments. There were musical instruments. No, we pass Yeshir B'peh. Say Kashir is not. But there were musical instruments. Who played it? Lav Dafka Levim. Musical instruments, the Gemara says, that has different, the Mishnah at the end of Sukkah, who did it. Some say Avadim Yuchasim did it. But so that's, you know, that is music. So Chaim writes, that's a Hiddur Mitzvah. That's Hiddur Mitzvah. So then again, I'm stuck if they're going to sing it. It's in the mitzvah that they that maybe that's why they say.
What's going to take 5 years to teach us?
What's going to take 5 years to teach us?
To get Malay Mil Ra. To get Shvonosh and Malay Mil Ra.
By the way, the question is, Levi learned for 5 years. Why a 5 year internship? If you only do it 2 weeks a year, I can see it could take 5 years. You know, you have the Batei Yom. It's just 2 weeks a year. So it's. Levi also had it. Yeah. I'll tell you, I was thinking that there's an old kasha that goes back to the 1700s. There's the old problem that Reb Zalman Hanna made a tumult about all the shinuyim in the laning. You know, we lane Tam Elyon by the Saras HaDibris and by the Masois. We lane up and down. And we have all these things that that the Bar Kaira lanes differently. And Reb Zalman Hanna made a big tumult. He was a baldigduk who was a takif in his time. He started off with everybody. The problem was no one could argue with him because he was a big expert in Yanei Digduk. He figured out the code of the trop. You can give him any pasuk, and he, not for memorization, from knowing the code of the trop, he could figure out the trop on the pasuk. And they say Rabbi Yaakov knew how to do that also. So Reb Zalman Hanna made a big tumult, and he said, what's this Tavelian business? There's no makar. Suddenly we find it, he lived in the 1600s, just finally we find it 30 years ago, 50 years ago, they started this Tavelian business. Where does it come from? See, for the Muhammad against it. It's interesting that the summer that happened, I was learning this in Reb Zalman Hanna, I went to Eretz Yisrael. So I generally go right after Tisha B'Av. So Shabbos Pashas Vaschanan, I was by Rabbi Yashiv. So they gave me Levi. Rabbi Yashiv got Shlishi. Now, the Saras and Dibris are in Revi, but they lane straight. The Rabbi Yashiv got Shlishi, they lane all the way through to Chamishi, and they made a suffer later. They wanted to give him the Saras and Dibris. So they lane the regular, no Tamelion. I turned to the Gabbai after Levi, said, they only lane Tam Elyon? So it looks at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. So, all right, I asked afterwards. In Yerushalayim, it seems Yisrael Vaschana nobody lanes Tam Elyon. Shavuos, the Achalufim and Hagim. Some do and some don't. So, Lamaisa, what's the Makar of Tam Elyon? When I was learning this from Chaim Knievsky, what does he say? He says that the. That, what? Therefore, it catches each dibra. Yeah, that's the way it works. But the question is, what's the makar to lay that way? Okay, explain why they did it. Okay, I'm just saying, based on Chaim Knievsky, he says in the Mikdash you only have to lay the trop. For hiddur mitzvah, they added a niggun to it. So, okay, it could be that that's a teretz for why we add nigunim to different parts of laning, even though Mikra Adin it's only trap. But you see, in the Mikdash, Chaim says they did a trap, I was thinking that's what we say. Hashir shall levim hayu. Whatever they say, it doesn't say shall you be nagdim. So it's very geschmack.
Barbanel, that's very similar to the
Tantanesi
regarding the truck.
Something else. I'll tell you about Barbanel. There's a Barbanel in the beginning of the fifth parak in Yeshaya. I never saw anybody quote it. I happened to learn it on my own and bump into it. The Barbanel, the fifth parak of Yeshaya, talks about Shira, about song in general. It says there are three levels of song. He says the highest level of song, no niggin, no rhyme, it speaks to the brain. We usually think of song as being emotional. He says, look at Shira Shirim. Shira Shirim is the highest level of Shira. There are no rhymes, there's no song, but the words are intellectually stimulating, and you can figure out what they mean. This is what he says. He says, the highest level is a song that's words that talk to your intellect, that kindle the intellect. He brings a few examples. He says the second level is a rhyme. He says the Arabs started. It's a minig Yishmaelim. The Yishmaeli songs rhyme. And he says, Chachmei Yisrael took this minig Yishmaelim, and they made zmiris for Shabbos. They made things that rhyme. But till then, there were no Jewish songs. They didn't rhyme. The poems of Halevi, they don't rhyme necessarily. And they're beautiful. They talk to the mind. And as he says, they took on a lot of these things. Says that the lowest level of Shira is music. And I don't always agree with the Barbanel, but the Barbanel says the lowest level of these three levels is with music, with songs. So that's already kulay lev, and not. That's why it says Shira Shirim. You're not allowed to make a song out of Shira Shirim, because Shira Shirim is the higher level of Shira. Asuni benecha zimra, you make zimra out of Shira Shirim, the chalila. So that's what he says.
You know, if you lower it,
the music
alone.
You mean if you want to add the music to it. It's not rhyme.
So the
Shira
is the fact that it's
not rhyme, yeah. Prose meaning that it's structured symmetrically. Prose means structure. When you say prose, yeah, okay. It has a symmetry of a number of stanzas.
Yeah.
You'll take a look, Perikei. When you finish Yiyav, you'll see. Yeah. No, we have the Trump of Tilum. Rabbi say there's a special trap for three books of Tanakh. Eiv, Mishlei, and Tehillim, Sifrei Emes, have their own trap, their own way. They're full of Gershaya, of Shalshalas, and all over the place. The only place I ever looked, Tysus brings it in the first paragraph of Bavasar, the only place I ever found someone that describes how it works, I don't know Sifrei Dikduk, but the is in the back of the Hirsch Tehillim. I think it's there. And he tells you, you want to lay Tiller with the trap? You're welcome to go and learn it. I never sat and learned it. It's a different trap. I don't know. I think it's a different niggin. Yeah, I think so. Different niggin, different meaning. And
that's what we're going to have to know. Right? That's what we're going to have to do in the Beit HaMikdash process.
No, oh, the trap.
The trap of Tehillim.
So 5 years. What?
I'll see you in school.
Rabbi Sai, 1 second. There's a Machlaikis, Lubavitch, and Breslov. It goes back to the time of the Breslover. It's not a political Machlaikis. There's a Machlaikis, Breslov, and Lubavitch. If Ikanigun is the song, or Ikanigun is the words. That's a strong machlaikis between them. If there is the words or there is the nigun, I once saw the history of the machlaikis written up in a journal. I think it was the Noyam journal. It used to be in Yerushalayim. But it's an old machlaikis. If there is the words or there is the nigun, I don't understand that there is the nigun. I'm not sensitive to nigun. Words, I understand. So, Mendy is nigun. Okay. So we have opposite parts of an Ishaf. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think Lubavitch is there. Lubavitch here. Lubavitch is mostly with words, or Nigunim. The from bringing one, Nigunim without words. I think Lubavitch was the Nigun, and because Lubavitch is all military marches. Lubavitch is a Russian Hasidus. It's the Russian mentality is very military driven. Pushing that's Lubavitch. I think it's all they have stories about how the Rebbe bought from the Russians, purchased from them Nigunim that the Russians had. There's seen the stories about this.
With
the Rebbe's Nigun, which is a lot of them are old Russian. It's a Nigun. The Nigun has words, or it's just a straight Nigun. So I think Lubavitch is thinking impressed with his words. I don't know. What's the source for Chain Trump or Shem Kippur? It's similar. I don't know. Okay, Sivav. Kosav Hamole Chaser Ayachasa Mole. If you wrote Mole and Chaser is a Vav for a Chaylam or a Chirik for a Yod, is called Mole. If you switched it, I should kasav mila shukriv iksiv kikriyasa kagad shakasav yishkevenu b'makim yishgalena oyu batchayr b'makim b'apayilim kiyaitzim b'ampasol. If you change, even though you didn't change the meaning, when you change a chasav to a male, it does not change the meaning at all. Let's say you write shmaina. Shmaina is written shin mem nun hei. You wrote shin mem vav nun hei. It means the same thing. It still means eight. So it's what it was saying, if you change a male to a chasa to a male, or a kri to a ksiv, or a ksiv to a kri, so then it's possible. And the reason is because the Torah is darshan, the male and chaserim are darshan, and therefore we do it the way we have it in Mesaira. Halacha l'maisa, we do not put away a sefer Torah for a shinoi a male v'chaser, because it says, ein onu b'kiyim b'maleim v'chaseres, so we don't put it away unless it's a male v'chaser that Chazal darshened. If the Gemara darshened it, then typically we do put it away. But on general, those are usually no mistakes. The mistakes are whatever. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings what I mentioned to you a number of weeks ago. The Aruch HaShulchan brings the following. Yesh b'kama m'kaymais shahamisayra chaylekes im hashas. There are many places with a Mesaira. Mesaira here refers to a book, refers to something called a Mesaira Ketana, Mesaira Gedayla. We have the Kabbalah, a list of the way words are supposed to be written. And our Mesaira is not like the Shas. V'nayagin lahaloich achar ha-Mesaira. V'haynu. He gives a few examples. I'll not go through all the examples. The first example, Bezvachim lamedzayin. Karnas, Karnas, Karnois. You have four Karnois. It's darshening. It says Karnas twice and Karnois once. Beparshas Vayikra Bechates Yachid. Ve'etzleinu apimaseira gamashlishi Karnas. By us, all three are written chaser. And he goes on. He brings many such examples. The most famous is L'taytofais. That by us it's Malei, and Rashi says Tatfas. It's they're both chaser. So we have many, many such shinuyim, and we stick with the Mesaira. He writes, "Al kapanim asayfim halchan achar Mesaira." I mentioned to you in the past that when Talmud Bavli argues with Talmud Yerushalmi, we go with Bavli because we say the Torah Shabbat Pev Bavli was superior. At the same time, the Mesaira, the Torah Shabbat Ksav of Tveria, the Chachmei Tveria, was superior as well. The Radak in the beginning of, the beginning of Yeshaya, and the Mechashai, numerous places, talks about this, that there are two Mesairas in, the Mesaira of Chutz Laaretz, and the Mesairas of Chachmei Tveria. They call Chachmei Eretz Yisrael sometimes. And we go, by Torah Shabbat Ksav, we follow, it's as if we would say, we follow Talmud Yerushalmi, for this, and Tam Bavli for this. It's not quite Tam and Yerushalmi. It's the Mesaira of Yerushalmi. The Rambam says that in Eretz Yisrael there was a family named Ben Asher that were Bekiyim, and we do everything like them. So therefore, it shouldn't shock you when you're learning something and you look it up, and Lav Dafka that it's really consistent. I remember when I learned Menachis a very long time ago, and I got to Taisvis. Taisa says, Taitofa, he said, Asifri Taira, not like it says in the Gemara. So I went and got a tikkun. I looked, and it's taka. We don't do like it says in the Gemara. It shocked me. And the reason is this idea. Dakshon is here, Reishayin Hay, Sivchav. Sivchav Mechav. The Ramah finishes the Simon, Yeshoy Devarim Shadogu. This is the Ture Torah I mentioned, Taz mentioned earlier. Yeshoy Devarim Shadogu Bem HaSeifrim, Kamai Shehetiku Ishmepiyish. Other minhagim that we have, Kamai Oisies Gedailais, Viktanais. The Tzaddik writes that the whole Aleph Beis is the Ois Gadol somewhere in Tanakh. Every letter of the Aleph Beis. He started writing a Sefer on it. He wrote a Sefer on Isis Gedailais, and he got till Dalit or Hay, and he never finished the Sefer. But he explained them. Vadekudais, Vahamishuchais. The Kudais are the dots that are written on top of the letter. And Hamishuchais, I'm not sure what that is. There are letters that are stretched. What letters are stretched? I don't know. I know Agu, Bemiyan Hashitim, Lasais Lepochs, Memeches, Yeshem, Membeis, Layesim, Mesamach. Number of lines in the Sefer Torah are between 42 and 60. I think we do 48. Oynagu Barashi Hashitim Lamaila Shira Sayam Hey Shitim. On the column of Shira Sayam, there are five lines above them. Zet Chilasan Habaim Biabasha Hashem. Next one is Meis. Next one is Mitzrayim. So, and then we have the Shira Chilamata Biashira Hey. So it looks like a symmetrical. You have five on top, five on bottom, and the shear in the middle. Vaskolasan, Vatikach, and Sus, and Vayetu, Vayavayu. Ulamayla, Mishira Sazinu, Sheishitim. Vaskolasan, Vayida, Achrei, Haderech, Vachris, Lachisa, Kaal. Umate, Sheitim, Vaskolasan, Vayavay, Vyadaber, Asher, Hazais. So if the shear is seven, how does that work? If Hazinu
60
is 60 lines, and five on top,
70.
Five on top, five on bottom, that's 80 lines. I'm not sure how you do that.
But it was two,
what?
Two
oh, because it's two columns, okay. So if it's two columns, what do you end up with? 90, 45, and 45. Okay, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Ulumata hei, utchilasim v'yavim yadaber, amar azayis, v'chol yel advarim l'mitzvah, v'mishin alay pasul. All these things, if you mishana, that's a nice way to end the Mishina of Apostle, you know, to end up with something like this. Okay, for next year, Yitzhak Hashem will resume after the summer. I would like next year to learn some, you know, we want to make a Siva Yeredeya, some things people don't learn. One, to learn all Hilchos Nedarim is very complicated. You have a few Simanim and Hataras Nedarim. That's sort of a segue to learn a lot of Hilchos Nedarim. And then I was thinking about learning Trumas Umaisris, which I was always nervous to learn next year. Pinyan Aben, I don't think we have. Do we have Pinyan Aben? Do you have Pinyan Aben on your thing? Right. So which one don't we have? There's one still popular one that's missing.
No Shir next week.
So no, I'm not having sure if I'll be in next week.
Yeah.
All right, so everyone, wishing everyone a good summer, and we'll get back. Elul Yitzhak Hashem. Elul is before Labor Day. People will be back. You guys don't come back. You go by Labor Day calendar, not by Elul, right? All right, Labor Day weekend. Yitzhak, Sunday of Labor Day weekend, we'll be here.